Don't throw it away. So that day, with Matthew and Sean, without thinking of Moses. And the basis of the testimony by Rabbi Shua ben Zalz, the first Rameya, that Rameya ate an Ola Shoyar to Bishon without taking of Moses. Why? Because it's Loi Kichur Baba. So Kichur Baba. So in Mele, it's not, because not that the Bishon Zalz is sorry. The mice are named the Chutzlots. The Chim Ashara will be so. If you can be small. He come out of Shlokish, he come out of Shlokish, he Chazine da Achla Pere, Lo Yosu. The eight Peres without taking off mice as a man. Osalu, so Shlokish Asade. Osalu, come here, be a Chanen. As long as you have your jacket and yourself, your robe and yourself, Zilhoda, go on your track, Bechazia. The Botzro Malahan Botza. Because Rosh Lakish Asadem, he thought the Botzro is Botza. And Botza is the Artisora. So it's Chayim Tosh Maises. But Botzro is another town. It's Chutzlot. So it's a Raya that Chutzlot is Botza of Tosh Maises. He brought some of his words, he didn't have any mice. He came in. He feared that come and move her, who is mice, the tomb and the tomb and near the good words. Vain aima, to the pure shocher, the kuntas. So, how is Rashi? So, Rashi says here that good words is only hired in Tumis and Isa as in Dorum Tirish Yitza. Because getting out is always hired with a rice, so maybe in good words is hired. Rashi in key. Adam mini pairs, not even Jewish Nietzsche. If not, sorry, he tells his own higher than the Avon, so whose lawyer is totally done. Now, this involves another Machlokes Rishonim. Most Rishonim agree with Rashi that Midrash say only Dogon Tirish Nietzsche is higher in terms of Isis. Dogon means the five beginning of grain. Chiton, Seir, Kuslin, Shibin Yeshua. Shipping means wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye. So these are the five meaning of grain that are contained within the category of dough. Now, Tirish means wine, and Yitzo means shemen. Zesi, shemen. So according to Rashi, and most Rashiim, in the rice, only dog on tears meets or is high between the masses. Other pairs, even pairs, even is not. The Rambam Shitti is the answer. The Rambam Shitti is that all pairs are even high between the masses with the rice. But here, even the Rambam is meaning that it's only high Rambam. Now, why do most Hashem say that only one is other than dog on tears meets or is only in the Rabbanon, because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, like the Zayin says, Shaini Maisa Chavubi. In the Rabbanon, what's Chavubi? Chavubi is what is called in Yiddish boxer, carrots, same junk food. So that's Peres Ilo. So all the Hashem say, most Hashem, that why is Chavubi not higher than Tumas Maisa Shvila? He said, because it's not the Rinteres Vitsa. But the Rambam Shiti is that all Peres Ilo is higher to turn some Israel's in the Isaac. So how does he explain the Gemara? So the Rambam says in the Chasma Israel's, in the Chasma is that Chulim is an exception. Chulim is not higher than the Isaac. Why? Because Chulim is not all Achir HaSoma. It's only from Machamein. It's adapted from Machamein. It's very hard food, you know. And that's the reason. And that's the reason as to why the meaning is to eat Chulim and Chamishosom Bishvat. Why? Because Rosh Hashanah Rivonis, so we want to show our biggest start to soil. We even eat a food that is only adapted for beans. But it's our to soil food. So our biggest start to soil is so great. It's Sunday. So only Chumim, only Chumim is Chayim Rambam. But all the other players, even coming to Rambam is Chayim Rais. Anyway, what Rashi Shiti is that only Dovon Tirish Nitzon is Chayim Rais. Any other player, you see, Maisa Rimon is only Rambam. So Mele, since he has the soil itself, it's only Rambam. So in Chuswara, it's what are you And so there he says, Mainly, Maki, if you're shocking, you can't deduct it from the token to your little other than the rice. The Husbara's having a lot. Have we shop here? So, hey, how many bits have you increased the Rabbi Bahone? How many Surai the Halle? Mashma Sugi the Hai Mice. Now let's see what the Gemara says in this. Uvirish is new of him. So, Tesis mentions two Gemara's, which tend to indicate that even other pairs are higher only with the Rabban in the Arts. And still, in Chutzlar is Achai. Not like Rashi. So one is the Gemara Meitze. What the Gemara Meitze? So allegedly, the Gemara Meitze says that Chavoy, that means mustard, is higher in Maisres, mustard of Chutzlar is higher in Maisres. Now mustard is like Yorokis. Even the Rabban in India is not higher. With the rice. Mustard is not pure zero. But does the Gemara in Beit say that? Let's see what the Gemara in Beit says. One should never take anything for granted. Even when Tesa says that there is a certain Gemara, he should not take it for granted. He should deduct the Gemara. Does the Gemara say it explicitly? Of course, if Tesa says there is something in it. But sometimes, maybe the Lord doesn't say it explicitly. That we raise. Now that you raise base, that you raise on base, in base, you know what said as follows. Gemara says like this. The Rabbi Babachone, Habuli Yisraelse de Chara, he had bundles of seeds of mustard. Omalei, so he asked the Shire, Mauli Fuchon Mechum in Ayyom. Are we allowed to take out the seeds from the husks? Anyom. After all, taking out the seeds, that is in Rochel Dishe. What's Dishe? Dishe means threshing, taking out the Eichel, separating the Eichel from the Psyllus, taking out the seed from the straw. So that's Dishe. Now, the Eichel Nefesh is Muta, but if it can be done, Erev Yom Tov, then it's not Muta, it's Eichel Nefesh. So the question is one allowed to take out on Yom Tov the seeds from the husks, the seeds of mustard from the husks? Because we could say yes. Why yes? Because it's a Tzerei Chonech. We could say no. Why? Because it's Yom Rosh HaShoah. They say, they are Yom Tov. Why do they have to do it on Yom Tov? So, it's not a fact. This thing happens to be now in the, you know, just as there is the Hayyimi, there is the Mishnah Yimis, and there is Halach Yimis. So, according to say there, the Halach Yimis is Tzimun Tov Kuv Dalet in the Chashon. And that deals with that thing, just happens. That today, the Halach Yimis, it deals with that, these Yom. So, Ma'o, Rav, Ruche, Umeichal Minayi Yom, whether one is allowed to take out the seeds of the mustard from the husk, and Yom. We haven't yet died. So, Osai coming on. He didn't know the deen. So he came before Rabbi. Amalei, so Rabbi said to him, Meilei Mivilei Sumfarachim Kitnir Yom. Now this one is allowed to take out the seeds from graves with his hands and yomtev, and to take out the seeds of the kidneys, from the kidneys. I really don't know what general name is the English for kidneys. Kidneys is a certain category that contains rice and mustard and beans. Yeah, so that's kidneys. But whether there is a general name in English for kidneys, I don't know. I don't think there is. Because, well, the kidneys in Sabinek is also on Pesach. Because it could be mixed up with bread. So he said, they are allowed to take out by the hand and yontek the seed. Why? Because, to make dishe with the kele and yontek, you're not allowed. Because that is something that could be done before them. But to take it out with the hand, so even on Shabbos, it only involves the Sitter Rabbanon, that's Klachiyat. That's not the usual way of taking out seeds. So Mimele and Yomte, so you're allowed to do it. Even though you could prepare it before Yomte, but there are Chino, I mean Klachiyat, to be able to take out the seeds from the husks, you know, with your hand, which is only for Achayah, they are allowed to do Yom Tov, in spite of the fact that they could be done before. Eish Rabbi. Hameir and Menuritz were Shabbos and Mochon Napeach Miyad Miyad Meich, Avalu Yikon Yom Tov. Hameir and Menuritz were Yom Tov and Mochon Napeach Miyad Miyad Meich, Avalu Yikon Yom Tov. אבל הוא ביטל לו נבל מהר יום תפי, ביום תפי, אפילו את הימי ביום תפי. ועד לפעמים הרי שנערב שעבר יש לו לסייב נעמי בערבן. So, but this you are allowed to do, to be made in real, ביעד, כלך היעד, אם לא נעמי. So, תמור איזה קשה, אם כן יוצאים את רומו, שזה הכל דיברנו, so, if you say that you are allowed to be made in real, And Yom Tov itself, so then it should be Mutar, there should be a situation when you are Mutar to take off Tumah Sumaisrael Sanyam Utnan, and our mission in Beitza says, Loyim Amartem B'Tumah Shem Zakoi V'Amoso, that on Yom Tov there is no situation where you are allowed to take off Tumah Sumaisrael Sanyam Yom Tov. So Vishnu, if you say that it's also to be made in the ways to take out the seeds from the grain, from the ears of grain, and with your hand and your tev, so you understand? Because then it's not necessary to take off tons of ice and your tev, or you can take off tons of ice and but if you say that you are allowed to take out the seeds of the grain, from the ears of the grain, and Yom Tov itself with your hand. So maybe sometimes he just took out the seeds, and Yom Tov itself, so he had no opportunity to take all the tons of Maestras, Erev Yom Tov. So he should be Mutar, and the Mishnah says that there is never a situation, a circumstance, under which it is Mutar to take off tons of Maestras, and Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, look at the whole Rebbe of Israel. So, does the Gemara say, that that in regard to Chavu and Chutz Loretz, the shining in regard to Chavu and Chutz Loretz was in regard to Yom Tov, not in regard to Maestres. But the Gemara is the Kashe from the Mishnah. If you say that you are allowed to take out the seeds of mustard, the mustard seeds from the husks, and Yom Tov, so Mele, why does the Mishnah say, so Mele, you are allowed to take out the seed of grain also on Yom Tov. The seed of grain also on Yom Tov. So why, and in such a case, you should be allowed to take off Tumas of Isras after you took out the seeds of grain, from the ears of grain, on Yom Tov. Why does the Mishnah say that you're not allowed? But But this has nothing to do with Chutzloretz. This has nothing to do with Chutzloretz. The Mishnah doesn't discuss Chutzloretz. And the Mishnah doesn't even discuss how. The Mishnah says, in his Akoyim Baramos of Yom, that on Yom there is no Yechatinze of taking off, of being mutar to take off Tolis and Isaac. Where does the Mishnah mention how? But since the Gemara before deals with how and Chutzloretz, some militants assume that this also has reference to Chal and Chutzlar. But here the Gemara doesn't mention Chal and Chutzlar. The Gemara is only asking, if you say that Chal is mutar to take out the seeds, to seeds in Chutzlar, as far as Yom Tov is concerned, so Chutzlar is necessarily the same thing. If you say that you are allowed to take out the seeds of Chal and Yom Tov in the soil and the Chutzlar, so maybe you should be allowed to take off tons of maizres in the soil of everything and in the chutzlaretz of Dorom Tirashvihitza. And the Mishnah says that in his Akoli Baramos. So the Gemara doesn't say anything about tons of maizres of Chal. The Gemara before, in respect to Yom Tov, deals with Chal of chutzlaretz, but not this Gemara. So then that's no certain, no kasha kastash. But what's that? Or have a no easy kasha. The no in brachas. That's only what? Here we more discuss it, the various fruits that you have in the caper bush. I never saw it, the caper bush. I don't know if in this country they sell it or not, but that grows in our soil, it grows in California, the caper bushes. So the caper bush has many fruits. First of all, it has the berries. That's the real fruit. That's the main fruit in the caper bush, the berries, like strawberries. They look like strawberries, like raspberries. So that's the main, that certainly has a halishan here, there is no doubt. Then it has the kafrisin. The kafrisin is also, can be eaten as a fruit, but it's not the main fruit of the caper bush. That's the buds, the flowers, but the buds themselves can be, let's say, cabbage is a flower, but it can be eaten, it's a fruit, you see. So then the caper bush also has some other fruit, something younger is in it, and that's the buds, that's the kafis, and then it has the leaves that can be eaten, I mean lettuce is leaves, so, and then it has the tamas, shoots, the young shoots of the caper bush that can be. So how many edible food articles are there in the caper bush? You have the berries, that's the main thing, and you have the buds, the caprisin, and you have the leaves, and you have the shoots, the tamas. So the Gemara says like this, Omar Abdullah, that one rolling down after the two dots, the third, two dots. Omar Abude, Omar Ab, Slavshal Ole, the caper bush of Ole, the Chutzlots. Now the halacha is that Ole is also the Chutzlots also. But there is one difference. Ole is also soil, even the suffix also. But Ole is Chutzlots, so Vadoi also. Sveike is Mutar. So the Slavshal Ole, the Chutzlots, if somebody has a caper bush, Lord, so Zerik is a vienis. So the vienis, the main fruit of the caper bush, the berries, he has to throw away, because it's also not here. The echel is a kafris. But the buds, the flowers, even though it's also eaten in the fruit. So that he can eat. So what does that mean? They come to Rav, only the berries have a chalish and pear. But the buds, the kafrisin, don't have a halation there. He made me the genius spirit, that the berries and the halisha beer, the kafis and laf beer, the rimino. Reske kashi, I'm meaning that's for, question is what often you make of the various food articles contained in the kibbutz. So I'm meaning it's for, the food articles of the kibbutz, are the only mandolins, are the tamas and the shoots, in the beer of the adomo, are the vienis, are the kafis and in the beer of the eggs. So we see that not only a Venus, he says, beer grapes, but even Kafrisin. So we see that Kafrisin, the buds, have the halation of the real pear. It's a primary pear. I mean, you say you need to walk on beer grapes. So that's a kasha against Rav. Rav says that Icha is a Kafrisin, he doesn't have a halation pear. And we are paid. Who do not have a key? Rav, the pastor of the Kalaki. Now, the blessed are in the year. Slap this ass. You have to think of myself from the king of the shoots. From the tamres, from the shoots, the vienis, and the berries, and the kafrisi. And you have to think of myself from the birds. Kalaki in the year, and the sasser of the year. And you should. Yet you only have to think of myself from the berries, but from the birds, you don't take on the rice. So the king of holiness, that only the berries in the king of Misha the Chalishan there. But the birds, you see, don't take the Chalishan there. So Rav, Paschal, is like, he agrees with Ravaki. He named the Halachic Ravaki. Why do you have to say it's not for all of us? It's the image of us, Kafrisin. So then it will have application only to all. Let him say it with his general din, Allah Yamakine, so the implication not only to all, to Brocha, to all, to Brocha, to Maestros, to everything, Kotel Kuru. Lame Allah Yamakine. Iom Allah Yamakine, Adam, in a true beret, Kamashmo, Kalamiko, the all, it's Allah to me say the Chutz Lords. I will be a let's look, in other words, so only the Chutz Lords will pass my Yamakine. Because something we can make on himself. I will. In connection with a caper bush. So, but a caper bush is not hired in Maestros with the Raisa in the outer soil. The Maestros are even in the outer soil, they are born. How would I be all in the outer soil, the Raisa, in the Chutzlor, it's not in Isaiah? Come on. Alright. So, Mele, this is only a strong kasha, according to Rashi, that Pierce Elon is only in the abundance, but according to the Rambam, that Pierce Elon is higher than the Raisa in terms of Isis and Isis. Only Chumim now, because Chumim is not a Nechel, a Michael Olam, it's a Michael Hemel. Now, the Kippur Bush is an eight, it's a tree. You see that he makes very clear eight on the fruit of the Kippur Bush. But Rashi is not like the Rambam, so maybe it's a strong guy that. Against us, here the Gemara says that in Chutz Lo'aretz, so he here, because the Gemara says that if Rav had said Halacha k'Rav Akiva in Chutz Lo'aretz, then I would say only with Rabbi Meisel it's Halacha k'Rav Akiva in Chutz Lo'aretz. That in other words, that on the Kafrisin you is higher than Meisel, but I'm sorry. That the Venus is higher than Maestros, Lord. But the Kafrisin are potter of Maestros. Potter of Maestros. Because Halacha can make you be Chutz Lo'aretz. But that means, according to Rabbi Lazer, it would be higher than Maestros. But this is something there's real. Even the Atzisrael is only higher than the Rabbanon, so in Chutz Lo'aretz should be potter of Gamre. Even the Venus should be potter. Not only Kafrisin should be potter of Maestros, but even the Vienis, the berries themselves should be potter. So it's a strong value. I mean, according to Rashi Shite himself, it's a strong riot from the Gemara. According to Rambam, there is no kasha, but Rashi doesn't agree with Shkisaram. Okay. Uvrishki said, Mivorchim, the Blazer in that Slav Musasa Ravini is a Kaprizim, Kabikili in that Musasa Ravini is Bavar, but Rabbi Slav Paul of the Kipo said, Savini was a Kaprizim, who probably my Lochi Kabakive, who shall have been up to the earth, Commission of Huslor, and will probably go to the Lochi of Huslor. You know, Halam and the Maisi, yeah, it could slap without good Rabbon. Aber wenn wir alles der Reise, nur mach mir hätte, die Reise, ja, ich kann schlafen, ich kann schlafen, so sie wollen schon bei, ich kann nicht verraschen. That my Sayyum is in our soil is only our own, and still the Gemara says that it's named the Chutzlaret. So it's a Ikash against Hashem. All right, we'll just leave it for a while. Hey, Rabbah, so we have two Gemaras. We have a Gemara in Amizoy that implies that Trumis Maisas and Chutzlaret is not made. And we have a Gemara in Rochas that implies that even Pierce Leon, which is the Rabbon in Yom Yisrael, so his name was not. So there is a step. So a contrast is difficult. But the Rambam says no. That in Ram, Vada is higher than Maisas. Something that, of which definitely Maisas was not taken hold. So that his name was not. Even in Pierce Leon, maybe Yorkis. But when do we say the Gemara in Chayra say that Chutzlaret is potter on Maishas, that's Mai. Mai is on the Rabbonim, is the Chachamim, right? The Chiyur of Mai, only to Eretz Yisrael, not to Chutzlaret. That according to Jesus, according to Hamitam, it's only Shaya Mitnai, but the Tarana, but the Arishin, you are here, God. Because you shall be Pergim the Mai, Hashim Gamil, Shoah. So there is a cash against Hamitam from the Yerushalmi in the Mai. Hashim Gamil, Shoah, or the Yasi, the Rebbe Esther. But Yasi sent Hashim Gamil, Matone, and Esther. No way. And he said, Zebol Yodin Kisrin. I got it from Kisrin, from the city of Kisrin. Kisrin is a city in the soil, which I mean really in the time. It was named, it's Caesarea of Kisrin. It was named after Julius Caesar. And who has rebuilt it? He named it. And he named it Caesarea after Julius Caesar. So, Zebol Yodin Kisrin. You are married to the Menushleish of God. And Rav Shimon Gamliel said that from the way he sent this essay to him, so he deduced three things, three alerts. Shu Varai, that this essay is Varai Tabu, Vishu Tomei, that it was Tomei, Vishu Yibori Yodi Achim, and that he didn't have any other essay. He just had one essay. How did Rav Shimon Gamliel know? That it was Barai, sure Barai, because Rabbeisi sent him a message that it's from Kisrin, and it was well known that the pairs of Kisrin are Barai Tebu, because that was the setup. Sure Barai said, she pairs Kisrin Bada, Vishu Tomei, because the practice was in Kisrin that he used to pour water over the pairs. She marbits more of mine. So maybe we came Hukshal Taboskim, because we Hukshal. When we bought Yodi Achir, she would bought Yodi Achir, or Yemai Zemne Nalzim. So then he wouldn't have to send him He told the guest, didn't he now, but you know what he said? Maybe he did take off, maybe he had another husband, and he did take off my husband. He would suffer the so, after all, he didn't send me the message to his father, because the message he said, Zebul Yom Kippur. So maybe the reason as to why he informed me that he got it from Kislev to advise Hashem Gamliel that it's Chukshal Kabutumim, that it's Chukshal Kabutumim. Who's our Jewish Bachshav? He is Rina, Abdin Yohoyer, the Dolor Echot, the Rabbis in the Dibi Fir. In other words, why couldn't he spell out everything? Because Yohoyer Milam Yohoyer Miloshin Tzor, the Talmud Miloshin Tzor. But if it's only one thing, so he could have told him the message that it's Mukshal Tabotum. Vishnu of the Lord, 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 the piece of that Lord, and declare that piece of the Lord, as my say on the rest of the Esrei. So the answer is, he didn't want Rabbi Yisi to get an Esrei with his chosen. So, in there, Mushana, in there, no one should have a way and go and chosen. The poor, you shall be another Kashi. You have must listen to me. Rabbi Yisi, Mati, or Bivada, or Bivad, שיהיה משני ואיזה פרק שרבי איסי מטר שליח חבר ועד היתם ובד שיביע שם עם יוסר ושם הוי בי אף רבי איסי אחר ומה שהוא יישא בפי שיביע שערכים הולעים יחסה בו יולה מכיסרים צהר הוא אומר that he did not have an aggressive maybe he had an aggressive but the reason is to why he did not take off the other aspect as my son, that did not declare the other aspect, as my son, this aspect, because Rabbi Yisi himself says that one is allowed to send the Barai Tevo as long as he informs him. So here he, by telling him that it's from Kisriya, so he thereby, ipso facto, informed him that it's Barai Tevo. So, wait, how do you know that he didn't tell another aspect? So, I say, שאלתים אלו, משנה אבל אבו פולי, אבל רבונו לא אלו, הוא דקרמוס, even though he was חלק על רבונו, but in view of the fact that רבונו לא חלק על him was out of deference to the respect to the רבונו, he would not have acted contrary to the שיטה of the רבונו. ופולי, רב מפירס המתור בכיסרני, תראה בהית הכיסר, בהית הראשון, משם מרפשים גם לי וקילים רדע משמע דואחה שהותה הוא יפוטר אפילו בדעי הוא עסק בדעי הרבה because here the Yerushalmi says in so many words that Hashem Gamliel deduced from the message of Mekisrin that it was Balad. So we see that Chutlot is Potter of Maiso Sidim in Balad. He told Lina, the Rav appears in the Torah of Kisrin, the Osam, the Roshon, the Yitzhai, 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 בחוץ לארץ, בידוי, ובמח מקור ומתאבו. So it doesn't mean that it's mutar lagamrei, that as long as he informed him, so בחוץ לארץ, you're allowed to send it even according to Rabbono. So, אבל בחוץ לארץ, בידוי, ובמח מקור ומתאבו, לארץ ישראל, ואם כי נורא של בו לרב יריסי אחר, אך הוא יוי אחר, ביוחד ישריח, בא לתאבו בידוי בחוץ לארץ, אך הוא לרבונו, משנד עדיין מביא פה כיסר מן רבי יריסי, So Tesis discussed Hamtamshit. Hamtamshit is that that Vada is higher than Kuzlowitz, in Maestres, even in Piers, even in Rockies also. But my is Potamus. That's how it is. Umiru Mokimachir, Motsoridi, Oishaunim, Sakhale, Perish the Noshi, Perish the Noshi, the Yer, the Kuzlowitz. In the room, I said, Lloyd home, from the shop, is the Hedges from the day. Aber lo im Eis, aber da mit dir ist wie nicht so, kann ich auch nicht gammel. Wenn ich drum habe, wenn ich weiß, wie auch er ist, so der ist meine Beschauung, der ist ja, der muss war, ist im Regen weg, lo im Eis, wo lo im Eis, wo die Schöpfe, wo es die Ecke ist, wenn ich wäre, aber lo im Eis, aber da mit dir ist wie nicht so, kann ich auch nicht gammel, wenn ich drum bin, weiß, so der Flieg dort, three levels, one level is that drum wäre, is made in all pairs. And then Tovim Tirash Mitzah is higher than the Tchume Venimais. And Yerk is made the Venimais and Loitzum. In other words, so there is a difference between Pairs and Yerok and Yerokis. According to Ramon, we can understand, but according to the other Hashem, why should there be the distinction between the Rockies and the Zion, so that's difficult. All right, anyway. Rocha in Sosa. Omar Birchen. Am Yisrael Shem Yehu Ayu Bafrisi Tfuni Shemaisa. Ashiko Oredi Mugot. Manu Oredi Tavimuni, the interpreters. These are the two sons of Rafriye. The two sons of Rafriye, they acted as interpreters, as the Talmud for the Am. So they say, Omar Abzir, Omar Abzir, Mishin Shmuel, אמר אביר, רב יהודה בשביל שמונה אימיה, תחל הסחוס לורץ, תחום הסחוס לורץ, איך הוא יהיה, ורקח נאו. Now, this is very important, הלוח, that תחל הסחוס לורץ, תחום הסחוס לורץ, so he can eat, and then he can take off my sins. I mean, could you conceive that in regard to תחל הסחוס לורץ? I mean, to eat and then to take off my sins, if you eat before you take off my sins. So what are you eating? You are eating terrible. How can you take off my sins after it was eaten up? So because of that, my father said, my father had once a child from a certain old place, a very dark interest. He had a Ashgocha. As a matter of fact, he was the great grandfather of a fine boy. So he had Ashgocha with sunshine crackers 50 years ago. He had Ashgocha with sunshine crackers. And he made a living from it. And he was the Mashgiach all day for me there, a whole day, from 7 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, he didn't leave the bakery. And he watched it, he really watched it. And his salary was, in those days, it was a tremendous salary. $100 a week in those days. It's like $40,000 today, 50 years ago, $100 a week, $5,000 a year. So that was a tremendous salary. But he was a very zoyah, the mitzvahs, the dagger, the coward, he was the Gera Tzadik, Harab Goldman was his name. So he once came to my father, Zachariah Roche. He was very close to my father. All the shyness he has to my father. So he said he has a problem. He makes a nice living, but he's afraid he'll have to give up his job, and then he will have no panos. Because he also had another source of money. He used to give a shiur every day in Schneiders, in Yankee, in a certain shul. So he got $10 a week from that. But his main source of livelihood was the sunshine action, sunshine crackers action. So he said he wants to, he's there the whole day and they respect him. But in other words, they will not use any ingredient that he says should not be used. But there is one thing that they don't let him do. And he told him that if he insists upon doing it, he'll be fired from his job. He has been there a whole day, so he wants to take off challah from every batch, you know, of dough. He wanted to take off challah. So the boss told him, if you try to take challah once more, he'll be fired. He'll be fired. He doesn't want that he should take off challah. The boss, he was a Jew, but he didn't want that, because he never heard of such a thing. And Chalav, he thought that it was a barbaric act. Chalav, he didn't understand it, because no other one did it. So he said he was going to lose the job. So, because he had any hetter, not take up Chalav. So my father asked him that it's not his responsibility to take up Chalav. If he had been in Mashgiach, in Eretz Yisrael, then it would be his responsibility. Because there is a Lisa of them, but Chalas Choslot is Eichel Eilich, Vahakim Achvish, Eichel Eilich, Vahakim Achvish. So obviously there is no Yisatel. There is no Yisatel. Because if there would be an Yisatel, how can you conceive such a being? Eichel Eilich, Vahakim Achvish, you would be terrible, and then after you eat it, and the food was already digested, so then you take off Pisces and the digested food. I mean, that's inconceivable. The answer is, by Chalas Chuslaas, there is the Chalas Chuslaas not Misaki and Misatel. But all that they did by Chalas Chuslaas was that they were Misaki in Mitzvah of Hashem. Because as far as Hashem's Chuslaas is concerned, so the drought, first of all, there's a Nisa to eat kebab. And then, when you take off Tumas and Maishas, Yamkani Mitzvah, when you take off Kalah, Yamkani Mitzvah, well, how do you make it Boche? You make it Boche. We have this Kalah, or we have this Tumas and Maishas. Now, I'm refraining from suing, you don't make it Yerza Mitzvah. Yerza Mitzvah, you make only a Nikima Mitzvah. So apparently, besides Nisa Tevel, there is a mitzvah in being Mavish. There is a mitzvah in being Mavish. So since there is a mitzvah of Hoshe, so the Chachomim, in regard to Isa's Chutzlaretz, we only applied the mitzvah of Hoshe. But the Nisa Tevel, they didn't apply. That's why we say Chalas Chuslaretz and Chumas Chuslaretz and Maisa Chuslaretz is Eichel Eilach Hakim Achvish. If there had been a Nisa Tevel, how could you conceive such a being? So it wouldn't make sense. I mean, to Machvish Lacha Maisa after you ate. So Meile, since it's a mitzvah, so who is the mitzvah incumbent upon the Mashgiach? Then Mashgiach is not required to do the mitzvah. So, in other words, so the mitzvah is incumbent upon the Baal Yisa, the baker, you know, the one who owns the bakery, who sees how it is. So, you're not responsible for his kima mitzvahs. Are you responsible for his putting on film that he is with a raiser? You are just responsible for the kashmas, the social crackers and mutabachim. So if you had been Mashgiach in Eretz Yisrael, then you would have to give up the job. As simple as that. So even if you wouldn't be able to make a living, because then you would be machshir as a rabbi. But since Chalas Chuslaretz is Eichel Eilich Vahakim Achvish, so there is no Nisa Tevel. So Meile, you are only Mashgiach, you only attest to the fact, he said to Rav Gon, you only attest to the fact that the sunshine crackers are mutabachim. They are mutabachim. As a matter of fact, and the one who eats will not have any avir altogether. I mean, that's a shy. Maybe the mitzvah is incumbent upon anyone who eats, not the one who is regarding the Isa, who mixes it all. That's another shy. But that's not your responsibility. So let him think of challah, that's all. But the one who buys, let him think of challah, if he wants to be regarding the mitzvah. But it's not your responsibility. Anyway, so he was able to hold a job. But if he had that child in Eretz Yisrael, he would have to give up the job. Even though in Eretz Yisrael, challah today, as when I say, is only on home, but in Eretz Yisrael challah is called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kinder Eisekin. So the Meile there, it's a Misatemo. So the Meile, if you are Mashgiach, so you attest to the fact that it's Mutabachile, and if it's Temo, so then you are Machshor as a Rabbi. Then years later, that was 50 years ago, but many years later, I happened to look through the tshuvas in Mishkanes Yaakov, the Shavuot tshuvas, Mishkanes Yaakov, the Altar, of Yankal Kalinya. How can you be mafkin from the second piece of power? After me, but it's not there. So he said, that ball said what my father said. My father didn't know of that truth. So he said what my father said. That Chalas Kusar is there is no Yishatel. There is only a mitzvah. But Yankov Kalunia doesn't like it. He says no. It's not mistaken that Chalas Kusar is should be different than Chalas Altisoy. Just as in Chalas Altisoy there is a Yishatel, so in Chalas Kusar there is also a Yishatel. But you ask, how can Yerushalmi say Chalas Kusar is Ichu Leirich, Vahakim Afrish, Vahakim Afrish? The answer is, since it's only the Rabbanon. So the Chachamim apply the special code. But that's not Mustafa, it's not reasonable at all to say Chachamim made a special code at one, that after the food is digested, so Yamatkiyam Afreya, even though there is such a concept as Afreya, but only when the thing is made up, but after it's digested, it's part of the organism. So how could you be Mafkiyam Isatero when it's not made up? It doesn't exist as food anymore. It exists as part of the organism of the human being. So it's not Mustafa at all. So it's more Mustafa like the old who wrote Rabbi Yankel. As my father said, anyway. So that's a big kule. I mean, today, you see, the Mashiachim, unfortunately, are not so medallic in mitzvahs the way our government was medallic in mitzvahs. So you don't ask any shayla. I never heard that the old Jewish Leskishaira, how about the pastries, the don't take of how? No one even asks. Maybe they know my father's black, so that's why they don't ask. I don't know why. But anyway, no one asks a child today. There are other machines on the Shmuelama, the Choshuri, to the Dom Church in Yitzhak, the Mashman Kod Aliyah, Dom of the Gero, the Matrizi Tunis, Rosa Rabba Hashimu, the Dakti, the Dom of the Yitzhak, the Matrizi Tunis, the Rab Dakti Makatuma, the Adi Maisa, and the Shopers, the Choshuri, the Maisa, Elo, the Tumo, and the Tumo Gero, and she calls for Shimon, Shimon, Hakim, Hakim, Shimon, Shimon, Oma, the Choshuri, the Tumo Gero, and the Rockies, the Tumo Gero, the Choshuri, Tony Nissan Shalom, Kide, Maisa Kilayat in Hebrew, Peter Shemer Masmachti, in a post, in the Shiach, in the Rokeres, that's the whole of one Makor. So this is how it is in explaining. Why is there a distinction between the Rokeres and Peter Shemer? If all Peter Shemer is also in the Rabbon, the answer is, Peter Shemer is also not in the Rokeres, we have a Masmachti in the post. Mashenki, the Rokeres don't even have a Masmachti in the post. If you say, we touch a medium, I'm smiting the Ramea, or the Rokeresia. Rahud Misach HaGizor, Baruch HaPir, Ben Pasol, Bishor HaPir is Koma, Shehu Mamehen Tum Adeo, Avoloi Mais, Tum Mitvoches, Tum Asin El Yarek, Tum Mitzal El Hayar, Tum Rav Yarek, Tum Igoras Ham El Mais, Arham Nuri Da Mitzla, Tichol HaPir is in Yei Mais HaRetun, Tichinu Bishor New York, Vahid Yerushalmi Koma, Shebo Oredi Mitvoklo, Samkinu Nachsha, Sheinu Men Mafris in Tumis Mais. Now, today we are not Mafris, Tumis, Maisres, Mafus Moritz altogether, not even Dovin Kirish Yitzhak. So what's our smach? Because Bo Rebin the Tru, the sons of the Priya, the interpreters, that's the Targumi, so they were Mivate of the Takone, of taking of Tumis Maisres and so on. Now, but what does it mean? Today in Fus Moritz, no part of Fus Moritz, there is a Priya of Tumis Maisres, the Rambam says, that there is a chiyuv of Tumis Maisres in Chutz Lorets only in Kenes HaKreim in Yeratz Yisrael, like Amei in Meir. Says it's right. Nimso kol eilom mi yemitzvah satuyis boretz Nechlekes legimu machlekes. Three categories. Eretz Yisrael is one category. V'Suria is second category. V'Chutz La'aretz is the third category. The Eretz Yisrael itself nechlekes b'shnai. Is subdivided into two subcategories. Kol she'aziku l'bodam chilekech. V'chol she'aziku l'mitzrayim l'uvav chilek sheni. V'Chutz La'aretz nechlekes b'shnai. Eretz Mitzrayim v'shino v'amin v'neo. Amitzvis neges ben v'sefim v'vim. Because they are craving the Eretz Yisrael. So, who show Eretz in Tumis and Maisos Neges Ben. So what did the Rambam should get? That originally there was a feeling of Tumis and Maisos in every part of this world. But Meir Priye, in Togolonim, the Rebbein, came and they abolished the feeling of Tumis and Maisos in the rest, in the bulk of Chutz La'aretz. But only in the Kimis HaKreim, they retained, they read the Tachanit, the feeling. What's the Kimis HaKreim? Mitzrayim, Shino, Amin Umeir. Mitzrayim, Shino, Amin Umeir. But the rest of Chutz La'aretz is potter of Tumis and Maisos. Now, how does, so that means, now, what is the Rambam Mishnah? So we have, so far, we see machlokes between Rashi and Rambam. According to Rashi, so even originally, at the very outset, so the chiyuv of Tumis Maisres in Chutz La'aretz applied only to Dorom Teresh Yitzchak, where not soils with rice. But other pairs, even pairs of Yiron, it did not apply. And the contrary of Tam, so originally the Dachri of Tumis and Maisos applied to all of Chutz La'aretz, even the Kimis of Chaykin. But why was Rebbe not here? Bishon, let be as homo as Chutz La'aretz, true, it's like a sure Yiboga, but let it be like Chutz La'aretz. Chutz La'aretz is also Chayim of Tumis and Maisos. So the answer is because that Rebbe was only matter of mind. He wasn't matter vav. He wasn't matter vav. Now, according to Rashi, however, so Rebbe was only matter other peers, other than Dorom Teresh Yitzchak. But Dorom Teresh Yitzchak originally was neig of Chutz La'aretz. And then Tesis has Tikashi against Rashi from the Gemara. From the morning brachas, because from the morning brachas, it's mashma that there was myself, Chutz La'aretz is made even in Tzlap, in Kiferbush, and according to Rashi, Peres Leilam, so he's not made even out of soil in the rice. So melee, the Chutz La'aretz should not be able to deal with the Rambam. There's the Kashi and such. Now what is the Rambam Shite? So the Rambam Shite, there is a machlokes between the Rashbo in his Chiddushin here on our Gemara and the Bishalimi's Peirush on Pirkei Shviz. The Rashbo here on our Gemara, he says that according to the Rambam, so the reason is why Rebbe was matir all way of Bishon without taking off Tumis and Maisos, even though Chutz La'aretz is higher than Tumis and Maisos, but according to the Rambam, only in Kinnis HaKreim. So Mitzrayim is more close to Eretz, to Iker Eretz Yisrael than Bishon. Bishon was further removed from the Iker Yishuv of Eretz Yisrael and Bayi Sheni than Mitzrayim. So true, since the Chiyuv of Tumis and Maisos, he was only making Kinnis HaKreim. So Bishon was part of Tumis and Maisos, and even on the score of Chutz La'aretz he was part of, because Bishon does not have a din of Kinnis HaKreim, but he has a din of Kinnis HaRechekim. You see, what Kreim Rechekim, according to Rashbo, is not a pure geographic question. It means if it's close to the Yishuv of Jews, so Mitzrayim geographically it might be more distant from Eretz Yisrael than, let's say, than Bishon. But Mitzrayim had a Jewish settlement all over between Eretz Yisrael and Mitzrayim. He had Jewish settlements, so it was very close to the Jewish settlement. that was continually settled with Jews, Famer Tzlan. So they were that the din of Kines Afeid, Mashenki, Bichon. So there were many towns between Bichon and the Arts of Soil that Koshuri Bomber that were not settled by Jews. So the Mele, it had the din of Kines Afeiki, and that's why it was put off from Zomers. That's the Ashboshi thing. But Rabbi Salini, in his Perush and Shvi's Perush Bov, he says something else. And he says something very, very remarkable. He says that Beit Shion was not only that they were governed of Kedishin, not only that they were governed of Kedishin, but even in Mitzrayim were not Kedishin. And why does he say that even in Mitzrayim were not Kedishin? Because, so he deduces it from the Pasuk in Shevi. Now of Postpogam. So in Shift Now of Postpogam, it says, the Hirish Nashel Beishon, there's Misel, there's Tamach, there's Misel, there's Yeshu Deya, there's Misel, there's Yeshu Yivrion, there's Misel, there's Yeshu Gide, there's Misel, Vayela Kanu Moshev is Baal Tzazes. So that's this. In other words, that Nashel was not able. Because Bishon was the chilek of Menashe, Bishon. So it was the chilek of Menashe. So Menashe was not able to take possession of Bishon. So that means that even in Mitzrayim were not Kiddush. Even in Mitzrayim were Kiddush. Now, how about our Gemara? The Gemara says here, Ishtamti hodor of Shin Meriyotem, Ishma brother and dos, Shalom Ishma brother and Shavua, how did Kochim Kofshe with Mitzrayim and Kofshe with Ivoda? It was Sala Akush Rishim or Kisha Mishaito, the way Kisha was Ivoda. The Nichum to be Shiisme for Alayim and Lim and Shiis. So the Gemara says that the Shiisme is the Mosul to Nashma, that how did Kochim, that the Shom is among the Kochim, the Kofshe with Mitzrayim and Kofshe with Ivoda, Kofshe with Ivoda. So how do we not be Salini explain it? So we Salini explain it as follows. He said, the Gemara has the Kashi. ומישהו מנדום על בישון מעד מארץ ישראלי והקסיד אלוהי בשמנשא בישון אל בישאו I mean, the Pasuk doesn't say the Lehel Shemnashe is America. So the Pasuk only mentions those parts of, that are part of Eretz Yisrael, those cities that are part of Eretz Yisrael. But Shemnashe was unable to be caged. So that means when it is Eretz Yisrael, so the Lord will tell it, in view of the fact that it has a koch, he kofshol Yitzchayim, he kofshol Bobel, so even in the Yitzchayim had to give it. So it does not necessarily mean that the Yitzchayim were given it. Al HaChastam El Chamo here, in regard to Mishon, that even the Yitzchayim were not given. So true, it was part of Eretz Yisrael that was little Abraham and Gimel. But it never had a Dushas Eretz Yisrael. It never had a Dushas Eretz Yisrael. So the Rishon says that there are two categories. There is one category of chutzlaretz. One category of chutzlaretz. So chutzlaretz is chayavim. So chutzlaretz is potter from the maizes. But there was a takone that chutzlaretz you have to take off from the maizes. So what you have to take off? Only of Torah Tereshu Yitzhar you have to take off from the maizes. But other pairs, even pairs of Elon, you don't have to take off from the maizes. Only the Rav Tereshu Yitzchak, that in the rice is high. But what's in your case? That in the rice is potter of maizes in the soil itself, so you don't have to take it off. That is not. But then there is another category. There is a category of that part of the soil that at one time had a vision of the soil. But then the vision was spoken. Like the Mekinis, the Kofshur in Mitzrayim, the Kofshur in Mitzrayim, the Kofshur in Yibogah. So at that time, in the Zman of the Baisrishen, they had Dusha Zatzisra. But then, the Ribonda were not Kedishet, and Dusha Rishen is Kisho Rishaito, the way Kisho was Bavei. So in Meile, that is another category. So that those parts of our soil that at one time in the Vaisrishi was our soil, but in Vaisheni they we were not near Vaish, so those parts of our soil are higher than the Rabbonim in terms of Vaisres, even your office. Even your office. Even Peres, we don't even need your office. So mainly, so the Rishonim discusses the Rambam Shita. He doesn't discuss Rashi, but we can apply the longness of the Rishonim and then say the Kashi of Tesis against Rashi. Rashi says that Rashi is the Kashi. How was Rabbi Matya always shown be shown? He shown Kulei without Maisres, but after all, even Chutzlaretz. Even Chutzlaretz is higher in Tolis Maisres. So Rashi is the Teretz. Chutzlaretz is only higher in Tolis Maisres in Dom Teresh Nietzsche, where in the Raisi it's higher in the Atzisoya. But Peres Leon in Yerek, that in the Raisi is not higher in Tolis Maisres in the Atzisoya, so in Chutzlaretz it's probably not. But the Kashi is from the Gnome Rochas, it appears, that even Peres Leon, there are, even if they accept the Yosei of Nietzsche, not Yerokis. So that the hour was. But according to Rashi, Peres Leon is not higher in the Raisi in Tolis Maisres, in our soil itself, so then there should be no fear of those mises, even in the Amorim. In Chutzlaretz, the answer is, when the Amorim Rochas discusses Chutzlaretz, kol ha-meichel Boretz, ha-lochet k'meisi de Chutzlaretz, the Amorim doesn't mean that ke Chutzlaretz mamesh, but the Amorim means Chutzlaretz in respect to Dushas ha-Tzisrael. Yeah, like the Kochim, the Skopshuri, the Mitzrayim, the Skopshuri, the Bada. So in the Vaisrishi, they take Dushas HaTzisrael. But then in the Vaisheni, they were not Kiddush. So that is higher in Tomis HaTzisrael. Even Yerokis is higher in Tomis HaTzisrael. Because there it's called Tikkun Rabbonik in the Reisdi. Because there it's higher on the basis of HaTzisrael. Even though now it doesn't have Dushas HaTzisrael, but with Rabbonon, it is to be considered as having Dushas HaTzisrael. Because since at one time it had Dushas HaTzisrael, the Vaisrishi, Mashenki Michon, so even the Mitzrayim were not Kedushin. True, it was part and parcel of the Orish Mitra Abraham Avinu, but Nashe was not Kedushin, the Mitzrayim, so it never had Dushas HaTzisrael. So they are only subject to the fear of Chutzlaretz Mamesh, Chutzlaretz the fear of Tumis Maisres, the Chutzlaretz Mamesh only applied to Dom Teresh Yitzhak, not to Kedushin. This is the Teretz. And this is Kashi against Rashi. But I am applying the wonders of the Rishalayim. The Rishalayim is said in the Rambam. The Rishalayim is Chelik and the Rashbo. The Rashbo says that according to the Rambam, so even at the soil mamesh, that Kofshur in Mitzrayim, if it's the Kedis or Chelikim, so then it's Potter of Tumis Maisres. And the Rishalayim says no, at the soil mamesh, that Kofshur in Mitzrayim, even though it's very culturally bothered, so with the Rabbonon, in view of the fact that in Vaisrishi, it had Dushas HaTzisrael, it's higher than Tomis HaMaisres in the same way as, it's higher than Tomis HaMaisres in the same way as HaTzisrael itself, with the Rabbonon, even when you're okay, because you're in your okay. But, Rishon, we never had Dushas HaTzisrael. It was only part and parcel of the Orish Mitra Avraham Avinu. Ramtam Forash, in a solid Shudis Mishalom, from Chinese in Mass, from the Rebbe Neighbor in a prison of Mahamu Yavitaski, Yike the Yavik, no one come, I was the Kaur Taski, my Davis Paul, Shemo Hitler, the Soil Communion, we took no Hakom. So in other words, before this he said that originally there was a few of Thomas Meister Paul, but then the lady won the battle. Now he says that maybe in respect to the Chaykin, even originally they did not apply a few things myself. And that's probably the Rambam Shita. That's probably the Rambam Shita. Because when the Rebbim were on Nivato, so they on Nivato, who was Nivato? Who are they? The sons of Rokhriye. And here Rebbe was before the generation of the sons of Rokhriye. So basically saying that even at the very outset, they only applied a few things myself. To the kings are carried, not to the kings for a king of Hukka. You should have taken that so going to Kahom. There's a Ramashi. Jesus mit Posten schon nutzen oder schauen, Leute kommen mit sieben Augen, das mal drei Wörter auf den Mann, aber hat mir Wagen, der muss er können. Aber es ist nicht einfach nur. Now we pass like the Rambam, the Yachir of Tumis and Meisters, even original, only applied to the Kimis or Hegi, not to the Kimis and Kreb. Now before we proceed to the Gemara of Kimido Kimim Yibuno, so I just want to discuss the Gemara about Hakimcha Gemara and Rebbe. So, in other words, when he stopped off at the house of Rebbe, he saw the mules, the white mules. So he said, Omar Mahamovet Bibesi Shazet, Vani Eser Esrei, Shoma Rebbe Nofat Laapel, Omar Rebbe Nilele, Omar Rebbe, if Nilele is in Yosh, Makirno, Mafshi Sezeit, Kakarno, Ike Tzabo Achayim, Katirno, Ike Baltashma, Avukamakvish Bitule, Go to a deny, go a rabbi. So the question is, I mean, a rabbi was also a tzaddik. So how is it that rabbi didn't? The rabbi didn't know of all these things of Nilus and Yichu and of the Sosilom and Yisecho. Was the pshat? How was rabbi able to maintain a mazik in our humble with the basic? So Pinchu the Goya had to inform him that there was a Nisha of the Sosilom and Yisecho. Now, white mules. Now what is the love of the Sassilam in the second part? Now the Rambam says that it's a theory. There is a more evil come. Nosen Eme, that the Svob on the base. Minayin shall ye gadu olam kele vradis ya base, nor yam yitzun ruha bis ya base, how in lema lisosin dom yusa. So when is one Eme there, if he maintains the kele vrad, a mad dog, so suppose a dog that is not mad, he is not able lisosin dom yusa. And the Rambam in the Satsirish Vastakesh, so mentions, the Rambam in Pirkei Avot Miluchas Yitzchak Shmos Nefesh Halacha Aleph says as follows: Mitzvos Aseh La'aseis Odom Makel Gago Shenemar Vosiso Makel Gagecha Vehu Shiyiyeh Beis Dio Avo Beis Yitzois Beis Avoko Vechayei Tzidehem Eini Zoche Kohen Eini Zoche Kohen Vechol Bayish In the Arba Amis Ar Arba Amis Potom Na Makel. So in other words, there is a chiyuv to make him makel the gaga, not only gaga, I mean, anything where people walk, so you have to have a parapet, a fence, that is at least 10 tvachim high, 40 inches high. So, you know, but if you don't, so you're mevatel an eseh, and you're also mevatel an eseh, of the sosin of mevisah. And that's what the Rambam says, in the Dalek Halacha Dalek. Echad agag, v'echad kol dor sheyid v'sakone, v'roh sheyid kosher v'yodom v'yomus, שאויסו מבייר בחצירי, בין שאיז במים, בין שאיז במים, חי ועסלון, חולי, גבוי עשור תוכן, ויועסס לו כיסו, כדי שאייפו באודם ליומס. וכן כל מיכשו שאיז ביסחון הסטפושס, מסוססו לו סירי, לישום ממנו, ומזויה בידו ביופי, יופי שנרה, לישום הלכו ושמרה שכו, ומוייסיה, וניח המכשיריס, הליבים ובסכונו, ביטל מסוס עסק, ואובה או איסוסים גם לביסה. So anything that is a chonis nevashis. So, is one area. If, let's say, if somebody, let's say, if somebody has a car, and he drives the car, and he drinks, and he drives the drinking, so he's certainly there, the rab of the sosman himself, even though he was nothing more than Mexican. Because anything that is conducive to the possibility of sakonis nefoshes comes within the rab of the sosman himself. As a matter of fact, the bridge here on Peterson, you know, it's not 40 inches high, and then there's something else. There are cavities in the parapet. A little child could fall through those cavities. So it involves, I mean, it's not our responsibility. It's the responsibility of the mayor and the officers of the city of Chicago. But anyone who can do something about it is in the clear to advise the mayor and those. I mean, I informed them, I mean, that many times when there was something was torn off from the parapet altogether. So it took 4 months until they fixed it. But they are not going to fix it. But actually, anything that involves a constant process involves the love of the sosim domi yisrael. And any place where there is an upper level, so it must have a parapet or a fence that is at least 40 inches high. And if you have a porch in a house, a private house, if you have a porch, so the fence of the porch should also be 40 inches high. Otherwise, you are either the love of the social design, unless you lock up the porch and you never use it, you don't let anybody walk. And the roof too has to have a parapet. A roof has to have a parapet that is 40 inches tall. Otherwise, you are either the love of the social design. And if somebody is regarded with a color of rabbi sir, they say, in that dog, so he's either a rabbi raiser or some domi sir. If somebody digs a bear that is 10 tfochim deep, so then there is a honest nefashes, because one could get killed by falling into a bear that is 10 tfochim deep, so he's able to some domi sir. If somebody digs a bear that is 9 tfochim, so it's also not there, but it's not even a rabbi of his own domi sir. So the Rambam spells it out. Echod atak, v'echod kol dolo sh'yish b'sakone, v'roi sh'yikosho b'yodom, v'yomus, v'sh'yiso v'beir, v'beir b'chatzir, b'in sh'yish b'mayim, b'in sh'yim b'mayim, chayu v'asis lo b'chuli v'gvei asor t'lochem, v'asis lo kisu, k'dei sh'yipu b'odom v'yomus. I saw many times that when they fix the sidewalk, so sometimes they open up the sewer, they take off the cover from the sewer, and then they fix it, and then one of the workers goes away for lunch or something, and he leaves it open without it nisan. That's a terrible thing. That's mamish like a corner of the tzirchon. Somebody could pass by and fall into the sewer. If he's a nice child, especially a child, certainly fall into the sewer. So that involves a rav of the sosim domi nisan. If you ever see somebody driving the car that he is drunk, you are obligated to call the police immediately and to tell that he's a drunk person. If you don't do it, you are either on the sosim domi nisan. If you know a drunk person is driving the car, is maintaining the car, and you don't inform the police, so then you are either on the sosim domi nisan. It's as simple as that. It's the biggest problem. Alright. So, ובין בחצירי בין שיש במים, בין שאין במים, חי ועסיס להם חוי לבוי עשור תרוכים, ולעסיס לו כיסו, כי נשויתו בהם עוד המיומוס, וכן כל מיכשו שיש בסכון הסמפושת, מתוססה להוציא להם לשום ממנו, ולזוי לבידו בו יופי יופי, שנאמר לשום הלכו ושמונף שכו, ונוהיסיה, וניח המחשי ליס, המבין לסכון, ביטו מתוססה, ואובה על יסוסים דומים לסכון. So the Rambam says that any mikshel that a person maintains in his rishus, if he can stop or remove it, and he doesn't, so he's able to sustain on the visa, even if he doesn't do anything. Let's say he rented the house, and the house is a roof, and the roof has no power. Did he make the Mirshal? He didn't do that. But since it's within his reshus to build the parapet, he doesn't, so he's able to have the rising of Mishasim Domin Mishasim. So then the Rambam says that every Mirshal that has a constant Toshis, so there is a necessity to remove it and to watch out. Yofi Yofi. Why do we say Yofi Yofi? Very careful. We should watch out very carefully. So what does Rambam mean by very careful? He means the Gemara in Chum, we haven't reached that Gemara, of Chmira Sakam to Yisur. So the Gemara says that in Yisur we rely on Chum, we rely on Chazoki. But on Sakam Sinfoshes, we don't rely on Yisur. In other words, Pimokim Shemachoshim Yitzurim, you're not allowed to drink a fluid that was exposed. Why maybe a serpent put its venom into the fluid? Today we're not Zoya because we don't have any Nechoshim, but in the practical places where the Nechoshim are still between, so any Mashkin Gula you're not allowed to partake of it. Why? Because of Ishmael Ho, Ishmael Mafshechomei. So even though on the basis of all, a Nechosh probably did not put its venom into it, but in respect, Chmira Sakam to Nisoy, that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara that tests in Chum, that Chmira Sakam to Nisoy. So you have to be Cheshish for Rechshosh HaRechayki. In respect to the Akonis Nefoshes, we have to be Cheshish for Rechshosh HaRechayki. Because Chmira Sakam to Nisoy, we cannot rely on it. Now, so, and if he did not remove it, even though it only involves Rechshosh HaRechayki, so he was Bivato and Nese, and overall the Sosin Domini Vesach. So that means that in respect to the system of Yisachar, we cannot rely on all. We cannot say, well, this parapet, the bridge, the parapet of the bridge, so it's not likely that any child will walk there and will fall through. Because usually a child doesn't walk by himself, and it goes with the parent. So it's on the basis of form, on the basis of chazoke. So it's not likely, it's not probable that a child will fall through. Which are fully faithful. But the answer is, Echshosh Arefeke there is. So in Mele, you are Amechuyev to make a parapet that is 10 tefachim high in order to prevent a remote possibility of Sakones Nefoshes. So this is the reason as to why Pinchas Ben Yair told Rabbeinu HaKodesh that Malhamon is Bebeisim, where everything knows that there is a love of Nisos and Omen Nisachor. The answer is, the white mules are not considered as dangerous animals, white mules. But on the basis of Shoshir Cheike, they do present a danger. But on the basis of all, they did not involve any danger, they did not entail any danger to any member of the community. So Rebbe apparently held that insofar as the Sosin of Yisachar, we can also rely on all, and all in the Chazoki. So Mele, since it was not a real Sakone, but only a social effect of Sakone, so Rebbe felt that he was allowed to maintain the white nose. But Rebbe says, no, Chmira Sakam de Yisur. So Mele, even though on the basis of probability, so it's not likely that anybody will be injured, but there is a remote possibility that one might get hurt to the extent of Sakonis Nefoshes, even though it only involves a remote possibility, so still, you are either allowed to be Sosin Domin Misach. Now, the question is this, why does he say, so he says, Katrinu Ike Baltashris? So why did he say Baltashris Monif? There is no Baltashris when the Monifshach, if you are either Sosin Domin Misach, is living something misachos, so it's from the hope of virtue. There is no baltashkes when you chop down a tree that is about to fall down. So the answer is because the Rebbe had another way, he could have tied it up, but that would have involved a little bit of an expense. So that's why Rebbe Yoyo said to Rebbe, no, you cannot just kill it like this, because the buttes have a good function also. A useful function also, but you have to watch them, that they shouldn't injure anybody. So you have to watch them, so you have to tie them in a shame and their regard, I mean, to watch. So in Mele you're not allowed to kill them because of the passion. So if somebody heated a sakin, and then it was boiling hot in sakin, and then he was sheikh to that sakin. So the shrit is sheol. Why? Because we say that the cut took place before the heating, before the singeing. The chilul takes effect before the singeing. So if the singeing would take effect first, so then it's already trained. So then shkute is not effective because the veishet, part of the veishet, would be niket for the singeing. So it would be trained on the veila, depending on the machlekes Hashem, whether nikar a veishet in the veila or trained, that we'll learn later in the morning. But since the chilul, the cut, takes effect before the singeing, so melee, by the time the singeing takes effect, the behemi is already shochut, so the behemi is already shchuto, so then it couldn't be matter for that. Chidur akeinu elim. Chidur akeinu elim. Chidur akeinu elim. Chidur akeinu elim. Kuno, magnum umayel achtar kuno shitzich rabeinu elim. So the Gemara has a kasha, v'yikitzlonim, but true that in the middle of the simonim, so there the chiddush takes, let's say when he shachts, how does he shacht? So he drach yochad before he shachts. So then in the middle, so the chiddush will take effect before the singeing. But while he cuts in the middle of the sakin, so then the zdodim of the veishet might of the misashkete might be singed before the cut takes effect in the middle of the veishet, you see. So the Gemara gives a tariff, mirvachon, is a shchite mirvachon. Tzidik is talking to Sakin, she nichnas, is a chachtach, keyum she tshochit ayo asimoni, is a refes an asimoni, he nimses, she hi is refes, keyum shchite sha ayo veishet, nikubosit in mashu, in tori, usreifit in ekipu, mirvachon, nisrachit hachtach, tzidik ha Sakin, mikam, mikam, mimgi ha asimoni, rafidu isho Sakin. Ibolo, wie bitch von mir hinkommen? Mich im Schrinde oder mich im Nichten? Ich meine, ich bin nur getan. Schrinde im Nichten mit einem, wie schon woher, oder ich bin im Simon, ich bin ja noch mal ein bisschen. Die Lomo kommt nach Kosovo, wenn man schon ist auch in seinem See. Die Tanja ist auch, ich bin so im Nichten, noch ein bisschen, wie der Kinder kam mit der Eier, ich hoffe, ich bin auch schon, wo man muss er hier, was ich in der Kohle, ich bin so im Nichten, nicht gedacht, dass wir haben die Besiegt, Tanya, Shchim, Michre, in non lehm sein Dinn, wenn wir nach mit so, Mon ist mit Vater Diana. Tanya, Shchim, Michre, im Shchim, Kinder, in Michre, bitte Michre, sa Shchim, Michre, Kinder, ist die Shchim, bitte Shchim, sa Michre. Doch, hier, Herr Dome, gib in der Abend, noch hat sich die Wies Shchim, wie Kor, wie mir, wie mit Schwuin, wie ich komme, wie noch hat mir, hat sich die Wies Ache, mein Gott, ich komme, wie los, er habe, und mit Vater, wie ich wollte, wir haben die Shchim, Michre. Wir zahlen, wir tun Hamlet und was ich wollte und warte und habe, weil wir schrien, schrien, ich sage, Tosch, mein Dollar, ob sie auch mal schmuert, wir den Sack nicht schauen, was weiß ich hier, ich tue doch hier und ich nur, auch noch vor die Kodi, ich tue Chan, so ich muss es, ich tue Chan, Tosch, mein Lieben, ich tue, wie ich komme, wie ich mich nicht sehe, mich sehe ich, auch noch vor die Kodi, was ein Name, die Bauer sind mir das, der Heimlich, war ich nicht zigerasch. Mich, jetzt, wie hier kommt er, es ist auch ein Maki in Kea, ich bin schrien, ich bin gönn, ich habe alles getan, schrien bei all den Kämen, ich bin schrien, ich bin schrien, ich bin schrien, und mich, ich bin schrien, 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 und dann, ich habe alles getan, ich bin schrien, 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 aber die Schrinne nicht, wenn man alle hätten gedacht, die wollen nicht, immer die Schuhe, nicht, Schuhe, in das Kirche, die Tammel, die Pinte, die Schnee sind immer, die Hammer, die Fahrt, sie erlauben ein bisschen, impossible if it's there. Vision means there. Impossible if looking at it. She seems most to see that so. The Lord of Hokan and Hossel, the state passions, the first which the Klach has bought, will it say for the Achacha and Shkotan Shobet, will it lift it to you, will it be here in Shkin and Mifet, she installed in James A. And she and Mega to Kris Hotipu, the half of the beam. She wanted the Hotikris Makoskin Market real beam, the Hotikris, as well as the first here in the South, Shkina Shekhmunis, when Shomer Shkuno, Calvin Yins, Hamusi, and Lisi Yashkinis, Lock of the Earth, called the Kia Mena, the Mechabo, כל מקום שחמה הבוס מיד על דעקוי, בגלל שאית מיוד יוצא לשבס, וחם ראית מיר המליך, אילו ניכול ומוקד שאית ומלפל את שולחן. דחלס, פחם שלו יקוב, רמת צריך החם לתח שני בושן הרב, גוב שיש מי נסי, יסיר פניס מי נסי, איתן ישכים מליך, וכול הנח מסמית שלו, כסלו חוך נפו שמל תבוירו, דובי בלו הוך נבוירו, אילו נשקוד ויקה בהיר זה הרו כי מיוד, יבוא הרו המקר, הרו ראי, נחקי מיוד, איתן ליוח נחה Tani, because the Acher is the battle of the Rishi. The Ilcha and Tani, Shchim Yilchim of Mechal, is the Mokim. Shavok of the Rishi, Mokim, Mishim, is the Zatu. Bito Acher is the Rishi. In the Kimino Yitzir, Shimoyi Lechotz Kiris Shchim, the Mokim, the Yilchim is Lechotz Kiris, Lepach is the Kiris, and that's the Mich. In the Chola, the Lokal Achaz, Mam is the Mich, and Jush Ola Leir, Nir Lechotz Kiris Shchim Acher, and that's Cholim, the Stalk of the Rishi Mitoyer. Vash the Amore, Bito Shemi, Loi Bito Chotz, Shimu, Loi Bito Chotz Kiris Rishi, and Zem Stalk. Vocha Arechagam, in beiden Lechen Bönen. Wie im Spiel Hikari, in der Koei zu, die ist der Schrein, der ist mich in Bönen, hier kommen los, nur diese Wasser und Wappen. Quote kommt in Kirche, Koei kommt in Hora und Lohre, weil ich schrein, dass er da und wir lachen, Wappen, weil er nicht mehr in den Stahl, weil er hat sich das Kamel, aber ich schrein nicht. Chili Tschani, in Kirche schon hart, in Hebel und Lohre, schon die Chose, die Chose, die Kirche haben. Auch in Quote kommt, wo es er alle und Wappen, die Basen lieber ist, in Kirche, in Kirche, er wird durchkommen, die just pierced. ואין כחוות על הבר, אבל כל בי כחוות אין ידוע, ובאסטר ובאת להם. So the more was not patient at the mind. But as they are mentioned again, that when there is a cut, so if you do this kingdom, you will be born. If you do this kingdom, you will be born. Now, the relief doesn't mention of Zeus and so why does the relief mention of Zeus and right? So all the Rishayim say that the reason is why the relief is mashing of Zeus and right, because the relief holds that we don't pass like ourselves. Why? Is there any machlekes someday? So there is a Gemara Daf Yud Zayin. Turn to the Gemara Daf Yud Zayin in Chol. Just another 10 minutes. Daf Yud Zayin in Chol. Now, you know, before we share the check to the end of the north, he has to be the sack. Make sure, inspect the sack, and make sure that the sacking has no notches, has no Guinness. Because if the sacking has Guinness, has notches, so then instead of cutting it, it will be a care, you see, man. It will tear, you see, man. So it will be in there, you see. So it will bow, so it will be in there. So you have to be baiting the sacking. And you have to bathe the sacking with the ice. In other words, if you won't bathe the sacking before the shvite, then it's a sort of veil. But of course, if you shech before the week, and then after the shvite you are bathe the sacking and you saw the general business, then certainly you cannot do it before the shvite. But you are mechuyev with the ice to bathe the sacking before the shvite. So the Gemara says as follows. In a rove batkali bishimshi, that is the ninth big line in that design, the ninth big line. In a rove in a tzroya batkali bishimshi. So the shochti used to look at this, inspect the sacking in the light of the sun. In a very batkali bishimshi, they used to be bathing the sacking in water. By putting the sack in water, so if there is a dam, so that would produce a small bubble. Imani. Rav Sheish is probably going to reach Lishne. Well, that's something that you have to be able to do it. I wouldn't advise anybody to do it. Rav Sheish is probably going to reach Lishne. He was building the sack in on the tip of his stomach.